Makos Yerushalmi, correspond to Makos Bavli, Daf Yud Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Zayin on the base at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Umalif Hayu Sachar LeLevim, Divrei Yehuda says that they would have to pay rent to the Levim when these people came to the city of refuge because they'd killed inadvertently. Rav Meir Omer LeHayu Malif Lehen Sachar B'Choyz LeSor Shehayaba Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rav Meir says they would not pay rent. When the killer leaves the city, he returns to his former position. Rabbi Yehuda does not return to his former position. The Gemara says, Tani, Rabbi Yossi Omer LeMachlekes Nitnu. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yossi holds the cities of the Levim were given to them as their inheritance of the land. Rabbi Meir Omer LeBeis Dirad Nitnu. Rabbi Meir says they were given to them merely to dwell in. Retired to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir Kedate. Let's suggest that Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir follows his own position. The Taninan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Malif Hayusachal Levim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds they would pay rent to the Levim since the land was fully owned by them, whereas Rabbi Meir Omer LeHayu Malif Sachal Levim, Rabbi Meir says they would not pay rent to the Levim, and it's since because they were given the cities merely to dwell in, but they did not actually own the land. Rabbi Abba B'Shem, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zeira B'Shem, Ma'ukva, E Mekadrem Ela Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amma. Abba, quoting Rabbi Zeira in the name of Ma'ukva, says, Mekadrin, which is a leniency given by Chazal, that when measuring distances that include mountains or valleys, we bore a hole through the mountain, meaning that we measure it while ignoring its altitude. This is done by the person higher up holding the end of the rope at the level of his feet, and the person lower down holding it at chest level. And it's repeated as many times as are needed to measure the entire mountain, and it reduces the height of the mountain by half the height of a person each time it's measured. Although the prominent view is that the rope used for this is 4 amos long, Ma'ukva is of the opinion that even if the rope to Mekader is also 50 amos long, just like the regular rope used for measuring the flat distances. Rabbi B'Shem Chista Omer, Ein Mekadrin Lo Ba'ari HaLevim V'Lo B'Mokayim Egla Rufa. Rabbi B'Shem, quoting Chista, says that they are not Mekader when measuring the 2,000 amos for fields and vineyards of a Levi city, nor when measuring for Egla Rufa, which is if a murdered person was found between two cities, they measure the distance of each city from the corpse, and the closest city have to bring a heifer and kill it. V'tayi kamanda amma, elef amma, migrash, v'alpayim, sadois ukromim. And the Gemara asks, this follows the opinion of Rabbi Lezer in Maseches Sota, that only the 2,000 amas for fields and vineyards around the city of the Levim are from the Torah in Bamidbar Lamed Hei Pasuk Hei, so there is no leniency in the measurement. But Trum Shabbos of 2,000 amas around a city, which is the limit of a distance one may leave a city, is only rabbinic, so they were lenient to be Mekadeh. Baram Kamanda Amma Elef Migrash Alpayim Trum Shabbos Klum Lamdu Le Trum Shabbos Le Metrumari Levim Le Ika Em Mekadim Le Tefela Mekadrim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, who learns the 2,000 Trum Shabbos from the cities of the Levim, so that Trum Shabbos is also from the Torah, how could it be said that they were more lenient to be Mekadim for Trum Shabbos? And the Gemara does not answer this question. And the Gemara asks, Minayin Shlo Yahu Kovrim Ba'ari Levim? From where do we know they did not bury the dead within the 2,000 Amma Trum of the Levi cities? Quoting Rabbi Yosi Bachanina, says that from the Pasuk in Bamidbar Lamed Hei Pasuk Gimel, and their open spaces shall be for their cattle, their property, and for their needs, chayasam, this extra word teaches that they were given for chayim, for life, but not for death. Hadnolach perk Elohein Hagoylin. Makos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Makos Bavli, Dapim Yudalad through Chof Gimel. There are no Gemaras on the Perek, it's just Mishnayos. We're going to go through the Mishnayos of this Perek. Mishnah Aleph. Elu hen aleiken, the following people receive lashes. Haba alachoisai, v'alachis alviv, v'alachis imoi, v'alachis aishtoi, v'alachis ochiv, v'alachis achi aviv, v'alanida, amon lekoin gogol, gushu v'chalutz lekoin hedget, mamzeres nesina liyisol, bas yisol, lenosin ulamamzer. One had relations with his sister, his father's sister, his mother's sister, his wife's sister, his brother's wife, his father's brother's wife, a nidah, a widow with a kohen gadol, a divorcee or a chalutza, which is a woman who did chalitza with her late husband's brother, with a regular kohen, a mamzeres or nasina from the nation of the nasim who were not allowed to marry into the community of Yisrael, with the Yisrael and Yisraelite woman with a nasin or a mamzer. Amona ugusha chayav malei mishum. For a widow who is a divorcee with a kohen gadol, they are liable lashes twice for two different prohibitions, but with a divorcee who is a chalutza, they are liable for only one posuk because the issa of chalutza is only rabbinic. And Mishnah Beis, האיכל חלב ודם ונויפה ופיגל בתלמי השיכת והמעלה בחוץ והאיכל חמץ בפסח והאיכל והאיכל מלאכה בימי הכיפורים ומפתם את השמן ומפתם את הקטרס והסך בשן המשחה והאיכל נבלס וטריפוס שקוצים ומסים. A Tomei who ate consecrated items, one who came to the Beis Hamikdash in a state of Tumah, one who ate forbidden fats, blood, noisa, pigle, and Tomei food, one who slaughtered and offered a sacrifice outside the Beis Hamikdash, one who eats leaven, chometz, on Pesach, one who eats or does malachon Yom Kippur, one who concocts the anointing oil, one who concocts the ketorah spices, and one who anointed himself with anointing oil, and one who eats nevelus or trephus, reptiles or creeping things. Ochal teva b'masa rishon shalai nitle trumasai b'masa sheni v'hekdo shalai niftu. One who ate teva, which is produce that hasn't been tithed, masa rishon that had not had its truma taken, masa sheni or hekdosh that were not redeemed. Kama yichem in a teva v'yechayev. How much teva must the person eat to be liable? Rav Shimon omer kol shu. Rav Shimon says any amount. V'chachamim omrim kazayis. Chachamim say no, it's an olive size. Amar lehen Rav Shimon, iyatem moedim li ba'ichal nevela kol shu chayev. Rav Shimon says to the Chachamim, do you not agree that if a person ate a small carcass of a tall bird that's less than the size of an olive, that he would be liable? Amar lehen p'nei shehu k'viyasa, Chachamim say to Rav Shimon, yeah, that's because it's a separate creature. Amar lehen afchita achas k'viyasa, and Rav Shimon says to Chachamim, well, even a single wheat kernel of tevel is also a separate entity. Mishnah Gimel, ha'ichal bikurim ad shalei kara aleihem kodshi kadoshim chutz lekelayim, Kadoshim Kalim, Masa Sheni Chutz Lechoima. One who eats Bikurim, which is the first fruits, before he read the Pesukim in the Beis HaMikdash, or Kodshi Kadoshim, outside of the curtains, means outside of the courtyard of the temple, Kodshim Kalim, or Masa Sheni, outside the walls of Yerushalayim. Hashoibes Ha'edzem B'Pesach Toho, Ha'reze Leike Ha'boyim. One who breaks the bone of a Toho Pesach offering receives lashes. Aval Ha'moise B'Toho V'Hashoibes B'Tomi, Eina Leike Ha'boyim, but one who left over a Toho Pesach offering until the next morning, or one who broke the bone of a Tomi Pesach, do not receive lashes. Mishnah Dalet, Hanotel Eim Alabonim, one who takes the chicks or eggs away without sending away the mother bird. Rav Yehuda Omer Leike Reno Shaleach, Rav Yehuda says he receives lashes but does not now need to send away the mother. V'Chachamim Omerim Meshaleach Veino Leike, Chachamim say he must send it away and he does not receive lashes. Zeh HaKlal, the rule is, Kol Mitzvah B'Leisase, Sheyesh Bakum Va'ase, Ein Chayvim Aleha, the general rule is that any negative mitzvah that will require a positive mitzvah to be done does not incur Malkus lashes. Mishnah Hei, Hakoya Karcha Boroshoi, Vamakif Pa'as Roshoi, Vamashchis Pa'as Zikonoi, Vasoret Svita Achas Alameis Chayev. One who makes a bald spot on his head in mourning over the dead, one who rounds off the corners of his head, one who destroys the corners of his beard, one who makes one cut in his flesh in mourning over the dead, he is liable to receive lashes. Sorot Svita Achas Al Chamish Amesim, Chamish Svitois Al Mes Echad, Chayev Al Kol Achas Vachas, Al Arosh Shtaim, Achas Mikan Vachas Mikan, Val Azakan Shtaim, Mikan. One who makes one cut over five dead or five cuts over one dead person, he is liable for each one. For rounding the head, he is liable for two corners on each side, on the upper and lower jaw, and one below on the chin, making a total of five. Ublaza ime im notlan, kulan ka'achas, enechai vela'achas, venechai v'ajit lenu b'te'a. If Ublaza says that if he removes his entire beard all at the same time, he is only liable once, and he is only liable when he uses a razor. Ublaza ime afile im lik to be malakait or behitni chayeb. Ublaza says not only a razor, but even if he used pincers or a planer, he would also be liable. Mishnah Vav, Hakoisev ksuvas karka, kosav le kirka, kirka le kosav, ene chayeb ad shichtoiv, likake bedioi, of a chol dava shuvashem. One who makes a tattoo inscribed but did not make an incision, or he made an incision but he did not inscribe, he would not be liable, he's only liable if he writes and he makes a permanent. Rav Shimon Yehuda Omer, Rav Shimon Omer, Eina Chayev Ad Shichtoiv, Shem Hashem, Shneimar, Uksuvas Karka, Letitnu Bachem, Ani Hashem. Rav Shimon Yehuda says in the name of Rav Shimon, he's only liable if he writes the name of Hashem, as the Pasuk says in Vayikra, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chofches, you should not make any tattoo on yourselves, I am Hashem. Mishnah Zayin, Nazir Shaya Shoysa Bayayim Kol HaYayim, Eina Chayev Ala Achas. If a Nazir was drinking wine all day, he's only liable once. Omer Le Al Tishte, Rav Shoysa Chayev Kol Achas Va'achas. If they warned him, don't drink, and he drank, he is liable for each and every time he drank. Hayam etam alameisim kol hayom enechai v'la'achas. If he was becoming impure from the dead all day long, he is only liable once. Amrei al tetame, v'metame chayav kol achas v'achas. But if they warned him, don't become impure, and he became impure, he is liable for each and every time. Hayam egaleh kol hayom enechai v'la'achas. If he shaved his hair all day, he is only liable once. If they warned him, don't shave, and he shaved, he's liable for each and every time. If a person was wearing shatness all day long, he's only liable once. If they warned him, don't wear and don't wear, and he wore, he's liable for each and every time. Mishnah Ches. Yesh choyev tenem echad v'chayev alav v'shem shmeyle lavim. A person could be ploughing one furrow and transgress eight negative mitzvahs. Hachoyev b'shoar v'chamor v'hem mekdashim b'kilayim v'kerem b'shviyis v'yomtev v'koyin v'nozir v'af beis hatuma. One who ploughs with an ox and a donkey, and they are both hektish, and he's planting mixed seeds in a vineyard in the Shemitah year on yomtev, and he's a koyin and a nozir in a place of tumah of a corpse. Chanan ben Chachinoy oimer af alav v'esh kilayim. Chanan ben Chachinoy says even if he's wearing shatnas as well, there will be an additional malchus to be received. Amuloy ena Hashem, the Chacham said back to him, that's not related to the ploughing. Amalahem, so Chanan said back to the Chachamim, afloy anozir hu Hashem, being a nozir is also not related to the ploughing. Mishnah Tes, Kama Malkin Oisoi, Aboim Chosa Achas, Shneema, Bemispa, Aboim, Minin Shu Somach La Aboim. Mishnah says, how many lashes do they give him? 40 minus 1, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim, in Perk Chofei Pesukim, Basin Gimel, in number 40, which is understood here to mean that within the number 40, meaning 39 lashes. Vyodo Ime, Aboim, Shleimois, Vechenu Leike, Esa Yisera, Ben Ksefa. Vyodo says, a full 40, and where does he receive the 40th lash? Between his shoulders. Mishnah Yud. Ein oimdim oisai ela b'makos ha'u'uyus lishtalish. They evaluate the number of lashes he can take without dying, only with a number divisible by 3. Amdu lekabel aboim, laka miksas v'ambu ina yoch lekabel aboim, pata. They evaluated that he can receive the full number of 40 lashes, and after he received part of them, they said he can't receive any more without dying. He's exempt completely from the rest of the lashes. Amdu lekabel shmoina esrei mishaloka v'ambu yochlu lekabel aboim, Potter. They evaluated that he can receive 18, and after he had received them, they said that he can even receive more, he is exempt. Ava ver sheyesh ba shnei lavim, amdu oimed echad, loike upata. Im lav, loike misrape v'choyze v'loike. If he transgressed a sin that involved two different prohibitions, they make one evaluation for him for both of them, and give him lashes accordingly, as long as the evaluation was for at least 42 lashes, and he's then exempt from any more. If he wasn't evaluated for both, after he received the first set, they wait for him to heal, and they give him the second set. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Keitze Malkin Oisai, Koifes Shtei Yadav, Ala Omud, Helech Behelech, Vachazan HaKnesses, Oichez, Bebegadav, Im Nikru, Im Nifru, Nifru, Ad Shumagale Es Liboy. How do they give him lashes? They tie his two hands on either side of the post, and the official grabs his clothing. If they tear, they tear. If the seams open, they open, until his chest is revealed. Va'evin Asuna Me'achoyrov, and the stone is placed behind him. Chazan HaKnesses Oimed Alea Rutsua Shel Egel Biyodei Kfula Echel L'Shnayim U'Shnayim L'Abor U'Shtei Rutsuis Oilois V'Yodos Ba Yoda Tefach Vrach V'Tefach O'Magath Al Pi Kresei. The official stands on it, on the stone, and with a calf, he had a calf skin strap in his hand, which is folded over into two and again into four, with two straps of donkey skin going up and down. Its handle is a handbreadth long, and its width is a handbreadth, and the end of the strap reaches around his back until his stomach. Umake shlish menafanov u'shtei yodos me'achoyrov ve'einoi make oisai le'oimiv li'yoshev elemoyte shne'emar v'pilu ha'shofet v'kol lefanov v'goymer. He whips one third in front and two thirds behind him. He receives the lashes not in a standing position nor in a sitting position, but rather bent over, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Perek Chofres pasuk beis, and the judge shall cause him to fall, mean bend down. Umake mata b'yodei achas v'chol koichoi, and he whips him with one hand with all of his strength. The reader then reads the psukim in Dvarim Perek Chofres, psukim nun ches nun tes. If you will not do all the words of the Torah, and Hashem your God will afflict you with plagues. And then the reader then returns to the beginning of the psukim. And if he died through receiving his lashes, the official is exempt from going to exile. But if the official added one extra lash and the recipient died, the official has to go into Golos. If he became filthy because he defecated or urinated, he's exempt. Yudah says, no, for a man, only if he defecated, for a woman, even if she urinated. Mishnah Yud Beis. Kol chayav ikrisus shelaku niftru yudei krisam shenema v'nikle achicha leinecha mishelaku ha'wiku achecha. Divrei Rabbi Hananya ben Gamliel. Ben Gamliel said, all those who are liable for kohath are exempted if they receive lashes, as the pasuk says in Dvarim Pek Chaf Hei Pasuk Gimel, and your brother will be degraded before you. Once he receives lashes, he's like your brother. If a person's life is taken from him from transgressing one sin, then all the more so a person who did one mitzvah is given life. Rabbi Shimon Oimem, in a coin who lomad, Chenema, Benechusu, and a Voshois, Oisois, Mekeva Mom, Voime, Asheyasa, Oisam Adam Bahaibahem, Hakola Yashiv, Leova, Vero, Nusin Lyscha, Koise Mitzvah. From that place that discusses Kois, he learned this, because the Possek says in Vayikra, Pek Yudhes, Possek Hoftes, and the souls that do them will be cut off amongst their nation, and this is in Possek He, that if a man will do them, he will live. We learn from here that whoever sits and does not transgress, he's rewarded if he did a mitzvah. Ushim Barebi Oime, Hawiu Oime, Rak Hazak Lebati, Achal Hadam, Yadamu Anefesh, Umayim Adam, Shanashay Shal Adam, Chata, Memenu, Hapoish Memenu, Mekabal Sachar, Gelva Arayis, Shanashu Shal Adam, Misavilahen, Rahamdosam, Hapoish Mehen, Alaskam Vahama, Shizkulay Lede Roysav, Lede Roys, De Roysav, at Saif Koladay Roys. Ushim Barebi said that the Possek says in Drawim, Perik Yabase Possek Chof Gimel, however, be strong not to eat blood, for the blood is the soul. If a person who stays away from blood that repulses him receives reward for separating from it, theft and forbidden relationships that a person desires them, or the more so, one who refrains from them gains merit for himself and his descendants forever. And Mishnah, you'd give him the last Mishnah, the last piece of the Masechta, Rabbi Chanina ben Akasha Oimer, Rotsa Hamokam Boruchu Lezachoyfes Yisrael, Lefichah Hibba Lahem, Teru Mitzvah, Shinema, Hashem Chafetz, Seman Sikot Yagil, Teru Avi Adir. Rabbi Hananiah the Gesa ben Akasha says Hashem wished to give merit to Yisrael, therefore he gave them an abundance of Torah mitzvahs, as the Pasuk says in Yeshayahu, in Perek Membeis Pasuk Chof Aleph, Hashem was pleased for the sake of his righteousness, he makes the Torah great and strengthens it. Hadnu Alach Maseches Makos.